And now, the life of Mary Southern. To hide the truth, to conceal a simple fact, may often lead to serious complications. Though Dr. John Benson assured Fran Garfield that there was no cause for her to worry about money, that her financial needs would be taken care of, it was only because of David's impetuous generosity that the problem has been solved. Yet, it has been solved in a way that may lead to a serious misunderstanding. For due to the condition laid down by David, it is doubtful if anyone, say Father Brady, will ever know exactly where the money came from. In the small, bare flat of the Garfield children this afternoon, we see Fran, still in bed, talking with her brother Tommy, who has just come in. We hear...
Hi, Fran.
Hello, Tommy.
Hi, this afternoon.
Oh, okay, okay.
Where's Miss Watkins?
Well, she went out for a while. I just woke up.
Oh, I've been sleeping, huh?
Mm-hmm. Hey, how come you're home so early?
Well, Father Brady told me to beat it. I got my work all done, so he said come on home and say how you were.
Oh, gee... He's sure one nice guy, ain't he?
Yeah, you're telling me.
And you like working for him, don't you?
It's okay. Nothing to fly kites about.
Why, tell me.
Well, I don't mean nothing by that. Just makes me feel, well, kind of like a sissy to be working there.
Well, that's a fine way to be talking.
You know what I mean, working in a neighborhood house with all them people hanging around. It ain't very exciting.
But it's a good job, Tommy, and those are darn nice people.
Sure, sure. But I'm taking kind of a beating from the gang, just the same.
From the gang?
Yeah, yeah, the guy that's kidding me about going sissy.
Oh.
But it'll be different when Mr. Drake gets the heavyweight champ here. They'll come flocking to the neighborhood house then.
You bet they will. And don't you mind what they say. They're nothing but a bunch of punks anyway.
Yeah, yeah, maybe so. You know who I ran into on the way home?
Who?
Pal of yours. He was asking about you.
Who, Tommy?
Who do you think? Steve Conrad.
Oh. What'd you tell him?
He wondered why you hadn't been around. I told him you were sick.
Oh, yeah?
So he said he'd be coming around to see you.
And I suppose you told him that'd be just dandy.
Well, sure, sure I did.
Well, what'd you have to do that for?
Oh, now look, friend, Steve's all right. He likes you. You used to like him.
I must have been off my nut.
Oh, rats. He's the best guy you ever knew. He takes you out. He keeps you right. What's come into you all of a sudden? What do you got against Steve Conrad?
Well, I just don't want to see him no more, that's all.
But why, for the love of Pete?
Because I don't. Hey, you go tell him to stay away from here.
Like heck I will. Steve's a pal of mine. He's a pal of yours, too. You only had the sense to know it.
Now, look here, Tommy. I'm 3 years older than you, see?
So what?
And kids like you, well, there's a pile of things you don't know about.
Mm-hmm. And I suppose an old woman like you does. Huh?
Well, I know some things you don't know. And I know plenty of things about Steve Conrad you don't know.
Hmm? Like what, for instance?
No, never mind, but I'm just telling you. Now, don't go asking people to come in and see me just because you think they're great guys. I can pick my own friends.
Like Rose, huh?
No, not like Rose. We're all washed up. Now, look, Tommy. Let me ask you something.
Yeah?
Don't knowing people like Father Brady and the Southern and the Doc and them people make you feel different about the gang and Steve Conrad and people like them?
What do you mean, people like them?
Gee, don't you see no difference at all?
They're all okay for my dough.
Well, for gosh sakes, if you ain't the... Look, I got a pile of talking to do to you. And if that's Steve Conrad at the door, you tell him I'm sleeping.
Yeah, I'll tell him nothing. But it ain't Steve. Said he wouldn't be around till tomorrow.
Well, Tommy, I didn't expect to find you home.
Well, hi, Miss Southern. Come on in.
How's Fran today?
Well, she's okay.
Oh, good.
Father bade me give me some time off so I can come home and look after her. And Miss Watkins has gone out.
I see. Well, Fran, you don't look as though you'd ever had a sick day in your life.
Hi, Miss Southern. I feel fine.
And from what the doctor tells me, you'll be up and around in no time. Here, brought you some things to keep you busy.
Oh, gee.
Here's some magazines. And a book.
Oh.
And here's some fruit that Mr. Barker sent over for you.
Oh, gosh, Miss Southern.
And I'm having a little radio sent over this evening so you can listen to the program.
I don't know what to say, Miss Southern. It's swell.
Yeah, it really is, Miss Southern. But all this stuff, it don't mean she's going to be in bed for a long time, does it?
Oh, no, of course not, Tommy.
You mean she ain't really sick, huh?
Well, didn't you hear what you said, Tommy?
Well, sure I heard, but you can never tell about them docs. They like to kid you along.
Not Dr. Benson, Tommy. He doesn't kid anyone along. Not for a minute. If Van were really sick, he'd have said so. She'll be on her feet again before you know it.
See, Tommy, it's just like I told you.
Well, I guess now it's official. I'm sure glad she ain't going to be sick long.
We all are. And I've some more good news for you, too. Yeah. For both of you. Here, Tommy. I think I'll appoint you the banker of the family.
The banker?
This $15 is for you and Fran. Well, here, take it.
Holy smoke.
Father Brady sent it to you. Well, to buy medicine for Fran and food for both of you, and to pay the rent you owe, too. And when it's gone, I want you to let me know, and we'll see that you have some more. Now, don't spend it foolishly, Tommy, but be sure that Fran has everything she needs.
Good night, Miss Southern. $15? Gosh, Father Brady sure is generous, ain't
it? It isn't Father Brady's money, Tommy. He asked me to tell you that. It's from a person who knows about Fran's sickness and wanted to help you.
Well, who sent it?
Well, I can't tell you that.
But we gotta thank someone.
If you see that Fran gets well quickly, Tommy, that'll be all the thanks the person who sent this money will need.
Boy, that sure is something. I imagine a person peeling off all that dough and not wanting no thanks for it. Gee, Fran, and it's slick. Ain't you relieved now? Don't it make you feel better? Some surprise, huh? Well, for the love of Pete, don't just sit there and say nothing. Look,
well, sure. I think it's wonderful, Tommy, but, well, it ain't a surprise.
What?
No, honest. You see, Doc Benson, he said everything would be okay. He told me not to worry. So I know everything's going to be okay, and I don't worry.
You see, tell me, doctors don't just kid people along. They mean what they say.
Yeah, but how did Doc Benson know someone would give us all this dough?
Well, he spoke to Father Brady about it, and Father Brady saw that it was taken care of.
It was pretty swell, all right.
Miss Seven, Doc Benson's a swell person, ain't he?
One of the finest persons I've ever known, Fran.
Have you known him a long time?
Oh, yes, for years and years.
Well, has he always helped people out of trouble like he's helping me?
Dr. Benson's a very kind man, if that's what you mean.
Yeah, that's sort of what I mean. He is kind. He said he'd come back and see me. He said he was starting a clinic or something up to the neighborhood house.
I rather think he'll be back in a week or so.
Just to help people like us, huh?
Well, that's sort of the idea, Fran. You see, he has a clinic in Sanders, you know, very much like the one he plans to establish here. And he wants to expand his activities, be in a position to, well, help more people. He likes Father Brady very much, and that's why he's coming to Craig's Falls.
The doc's a pretty okay guy, I guess.
He's more than that, Tommy. He's a fine physician, and a kind, generous man. Completely unselfish with his time and, well, with other things, too. He doesn't want thanks for the things he does. There's not a finer man in this world than Dr. John Benson.
Yeah, that's right, Miss Seven. That's the way me and Tommy feel about him, too.
When Mary leaves the flat of Fran and Tommy Garfield, Fran, having sent Tommy on an errand, recalls the words of Mary Southern. Remembers, too, the assurances given her by Dr. John Benson. Smile, half questioning, half wistful, plays about her lips. To herself, she says,
he said it would be okay, and it was. He knew, but he wouldn't tell me. I guess he just don't like people to thank him. That's why he went to Father Brady. Sure, that's why he didn't want me to know he was giving us the dough. Gee, what a wonderful thing to do. Plunk out all that money for us and not want no thanks for doing it. Only Southern was right. There just ain't a finer man in the world than Doc Benson. Gosh, I wonder when he's going to come back to see me.
Barry, without being aware of it, given Fran Garfield the belief that the money, actually donated by David, is a present from John Benson, has, quite unwittingly, increased Fran's deep admiration for the doctor, has planted the seed for what will soon develop into the most shattering experience Fran Garfield and Dr. John Benson have ever faced.